Dance with me. Come on. Out on the terrace. Being away from you is hard, but... the homecoming. Steaks in brown butter and a dried gin martini. If I didn't know better, I'd say that you missed me. I can tell. I missed you too. That dress. You look good enough to eat. Has anyone ever told you that you have a body built for sin? No? Then allow me to be the first. You, princess, have a body built for sin. I thought you'd want a night out on the town, but I certainly prefer having you all to myself. I spent 3 weeks dreaming of my skin pressed against yours. Dinner was delicious. I'm just excited for dessert. You're right, I don't mean the raspberry tart. Although I suppose there is a certain tart that I wouldn't mind having for dessert every day. Yes, you. Huh? You like the beard? I thought I'd surprise you. Try a little something different. Next time I'm taking you with me. 3 weeks is too long to go without holding you. Without kissing you. Without touching you. Besides, I'd love to show you off to my colleagues in Vienna. You'll just have to rein in that innate charm just a little bit. Oh, you know you're a shameless flirt. Such pretty words spoken from such pretty lips. You better watch it. That mouth is gonna get you into trouble. What? The flirting? No, I don't mind. Matter of fact, Preston brought his wife with him. She had a few too many wine spritzers and got a little friendly with the ambassador to Venezuela, but... you know, needless to say, his wife was... less than pleased. She ended up accidentally spilling her drink on the boss's wife. Well, luckily we were in a room full of politicians, so diplomacy won the day. No real harm done. But I'm not Preston. I keep a closer eye on what's mine. So don't you ever forget who you belong to. That's right. Your daddy's girl. Pardon? I'm sorry. My thoughts were wandering. Did I dream of you?